Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And before we get started with our guests, I just want to say my condolences go to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward, his pet of 10 years. He had a put down today, and anybody who got pets know they're part of your life, you know, and I have a pet, so I understand his pain. And, you know, also tonight we got a special guest back on, Mrs. Patricia McCorkle, and she's going to talk about Are You Clairvoyant? Before I open the per mic, I want to say hello to Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, happy Friday. I'm doing good.
All right, I know it's kind of like sad for you, but I know you're a fighter. You'll get through this. And I'm going to open the mic of my guest tonight. And before I open her mic, I want you to know that if there's some outside interference, she's at Starbucks getting her coffee on. You know, so it might be background interference. It has nothing to do with me and Chris, but, you know, we're on the set with the lady doing what we got to do. So how you doing, Patricia?
Yes, hi. Thank you. I'm doing good. Bit of a hectic day, but thank you for having me. And again, Chris, to you, but know that your cat and that they'll be with you in spirit in some form or way. And I know you miss the physicality of touching. And so yeah, just be at peace, but, you know, express yourself and keep moving forward. But thank you for your invitation. I apologize for the noise in the background, but I had to make some emergency changes. So this is where the Wi-Fi is. This is where the Wi-Fi is. So here we are. But I give thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. Tonight you're going to be talking about Are You Clairvoyant? And for those who don't know what clairvoyant is, in my opinion, if I'm wrong, please correct me. A clairvoyant is a person who has some sense of things that's going to happen before they happen. You know, and I believe I had that ability. A lot of times I don't want to recognize it because it's kind of scary to me. I don't want to know stuff, you know, that's going to happen. I just want things to unfold naturally. Unless it's good stuff, I don't mind knowing that. But am I right or wrong? Is that what a clairvoyant is?
Well, you're partially, I mean, I don't want to say you're right, but yes, you're on the right track. Let me give you some general readings and, you know, of what or general meaning, and then we can move on from there. You know, as a person who has some supernatural ability to perceive events in the future or beyond normal sensory contact, and it's a person who receives intuitive information visually. There are other clairs, which I call the Myriad group, but we're going to focus on the clairvoyant. But yeah, you're on the right track. So
okay, well, we know that you have talked to dead people, seen dead spirits. We know you're a clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. At what age did you realize that you had this ability?
You know, and I want to go read back into the show that we did in April, so to bring up, and hello to all your audience, most importantly. Well, that was the paranormal show. Basically, like I said, this happened in my adulthood, probably in the last 5 years, I'll say 5 to 10 years. And you know, as I had said earlier, that it wasn't my intention to talk to dead people. It's that experience just began to happen through me. And as I was growing and maturing in, you know, my spiritual connection to the Creator and also to my wanting to be of service, you know, with my talents and gifts. So that opened me up by probably more so. And being a person who's in that grouping of highly sensitive persons. So, yes, this, that, and I tend to be more clear, well, not more, but clairsentience, which you're feeling. I can just walk into probably a room or so of people not intentionally wanting to do that, but just pick up on the feelings and energy.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. And,
well, Chris got a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, my question is, did you always have this clairvoyant, come to you later in life?
I may have had I'm grouping them under spiritual gifts, but I wasn't awake yet, so to speak, and not physically awake, but, you know, spiritually awake, just put it that way, where I was paying attention more. So probably, yes, I said probably in the last 5 to 10 years, maybe longer, and that's when I'm paying attention more. I believe everyone, they have these various gifts, and I'm going to name them all clairaudience, where the person, they're receiving info, you know, through sound. And there's claircognizance, where you have an instinct, a gut feeling. You know, clairvoyant, obviously you're visually seeing. And the last one, clairaudient, and the clairsentience, where you're feeling, sensing. And I believe every person has, I believe, two. One might be stronger than the other. But I believe we all do have it now. As I said, some are not as in tune with it.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a way that you can go into a room and because you don't know who you're going to meet in that room, you can block anybody from sensing or your energy or who you are? So sometimes people can approach you. I take advantage.
All right, I'll get into that. This is another show as well for this information. For me, I have learned through some hard knocks and, you know, trial and error that I have to set my intention every day, you know, when I'm waking up and when I'm going out, knowing where I'm going to, and especially if there are places I'm not, you know, familiar with, or, you know, big, you know, huge places where there are going to be a large number of people, and also to use a shielding, you know, protective process of myself, my energy, my auras, chakras.
How do you do that?
That sort of thing, right? How do I do it? Some processes I've learned. I can pray, you know, and ask the Creator, you know, or if you have a relationship with angels, to Archangel Michael. He's the first one that would come to mind. He's very good as a protector, asking and affirming that protect me as I move forth in this day in all places and spaces and in all and around people, all people.
Okay,
and it's just
Patricia,
the intention that you, right?
Yeah, well, Patricia, since our show is only a half hour, I'm trying to get out all these
right
questions that Chris have. So, Chris, what's your next question, babe?
My next question is, if something hypothetical, this is just a hypothetical question, but if something bad, do you get a feeling if something good or something bad happens? Or how do you,
I can't understand. Say that again. Say it again, Chris. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
I said, how does our guest know if what she's feeling is good or bad?
You have to, because I can't, you know, I can't say there's a definite answer now. Things that are obvious, you know, that might be obvious, I see it or sense it. And like I said, I'm not saying to expect the bad, but I get what you're saying, that, you know, to be prepared in a sense, not be afraid, but be, you know, prepared, and that you, I you know, want to be in communication with, to know, like for me, I know to ask, is this my energy or is this someone else's energy? And let me bring up the words of energy. I don't know if you've heard of the terms and modalities, energy, healing, energy, medicine.
Yeah.
You've heard of Reiki, you know, healing touch, and it comes under that umbrella. So, and I want to question. Go ahead.
Because me and Chris have dealt with a whole lot of guests and of the paranormal, some call themselves psychics, shamans, mm-hmm. prophetess, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
right.
It's clear, really, you know, that if you got a Bible, you can find stuff to say like, okay, the angels, Archmichael, and Jesus Christ, and put a hedge around you. How do we determine by all these people popping up saying that they are gifted and they are no different like me and you? They just, you know, if I go somewhere and my instincts say get the hell out of there, I'm out of there, you know. You know, you can call it clairvoyant. I just call it being observant, getting a feel for a way people are acting and looking around, knowing where I don't want to be. I get my little happy black ass up out of there. So how do we know that when people say they are got this gift, it's just a basic gift that's instilled in everybody? Because when God breathed life into our bodies, we all got the breath of life in us through God. And we all got the ability. So, you know, if I want to put a shingle outside, like, you know, daily readings, I can tell them anything. Get paid. I'm just saying.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, that I said we're all gifted. I mean, we're all breathing the same air. But I can't speak for anybody else or, you know, other groups of people. And I'm just speaking about experiences I've had. Now, yes, with the obvious that, you know, if there's, you know, situations or places that, you know, you've got that gut feeling, that's your claircognizance, it sounds like, then yes, I mean, you move on, you know, out of those spaces and places. May not be so obvious. And like I said, I cannot speak for anybody else. I cannot speak for any psychic or medium or any.
Back in the day, when I was messing up many, many, many years ago, I was in this house, and I'm just going to keep it real. You know, it's in my book, Broken. You know, I was in this house waiting to cop some drugs, right? And I'm sitting there, me and my girlfriend, and I kept saying, what's taking so long? And the guy kept saying, oh, just wait. For some reason, this is the honest to God truth, I felt like I heard something inside my damn head say, get out of there! Like they were screaming. And I'm looking around, and everybody's being normal. I told my girlfriend, I'm leaving. And she got mad. She didn't want to leave because she wanted to wait for the drugs. But since I was driving, she had to leave. And so she pissed the hell off. So we get into the damn car, close the door, start the engine up, and boom, ran behind us. SWAT team, police, raided that house. And we got out in the nick of time. So call it what you will.
Okay.
Out of there, and everybody else around me, they was calm and quiet, but something inside my head said, get out real loud. So I followed that instinct, and I want people to understand, you know, who don't know, but this is real talk. If you know anything about the Bible, God will speak to you in a quiet voice, and sometimes the loud voices may be the devil to get your ass in trouble, but sometimes when you got a firm voice to say, get out now, you know. But heed your instincts. And I'm telling you, the hair on my neck got the raising up and shit. I felt like I was in a damn wind tunnel. I was so nervous. But I made out. So, you know, I know I got instincts that I follow, you know, and I want everybody else, you
right.
know, when you got an inclination or something going on in your life, go ahead and follow it, you know, because, you know, don't get mad when the shit falls apart and you wonder why didn't nobody tell you nothing because you had that intuitive nature that you didn't want to listen to. But on that note, I'll let Chris ask this question. You know, I'm rambling on this shit.
All right. Well, my next question, since we got some time left, so my next question is, where can people find you? Do you have a Twitter and a Facebook or an Instagram or anything?
Well, thank you. I'm working on that, but I can be contacted through LinkedIn and putting in my name, Patricia McCorkle, McCorkle. And also at my email account, lowercase tmccorkle87@gmail.com. And also I would like to, you know, for your listeners as well, to offer a Reiki session, a free Reiki session. So that you can
nice, y'all. Y'all
to,
listen up now.
Wow.
Right. That you can, you know, begin to experience that energy and for relaxation purposes, but also the Reiki also can heighten your sensibilities, what we're talking about, be it your claircognizance, clairvoyance, clairaudience. And what you were saying earlier, Terry, yes, I mean, yeah, you heard that voice at a different time of your life, but you knew to haul butt.
Get up,
so yes, I'm not. So yes, I'm being real as well. I mean, you know, but like I said before, I said earlier, you know, we receive information, all types of information throughout the day. So you have, you know, as you mature as a person and, you know, spiritually, you know, be it Christian or Buddhist, you will learn to pay attention and listen to what messages. Okay, is this my energy? Is this someone else's? And if you're in a situation, you know what you're mentioning earlier. Well, you know, you got to practice good old wisdom.
Right. But
yeah,
you know, something,
so,
Patricia, I believe that if a person is asking for whoever they believe in, their higher God
mm-hmm.
or creator, if they're asking for
right.
the Lord on a daily basis to take care of them, put a hedge around them and stuff like that, you know, I think those
mm-hmm.
are the ones who are going to get the feeling quicker. But if people walking around in their daily life and don't acknowledge that there is a God, you know, they're not going to hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to miss all these signals
mm-hmm.
of which way to go with their life and decision they make, because they believe they're doing everything based on their little mindset. And it's not about that. Everything we do is because God allows it to happen and manifest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and have to be in right alignment, you know.
Exactly.
And is it authentic? And, you know, like we all we learn and we mature and, you know, at different levels. I'm talking about from a, you know, spiritual, you know, standpoint.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So what other questions do you have for me?
But, darling, we love having you on here, and you're going to probably have to come back again because we are running out of time, you know, and you can always get a hold of me or Chris and tell us, you know, what you're going to talk about, you know, and we'll make it happen.
Okay.
But right now,
I'm
going to do something a little different. I'm going to end this note on a little country song. But you know something, don't worry about this country, because the melody complements the words so nice. It's a tune called Yours by Russell Dickerson. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. Everybody have a good Friday. Thank you, Patricia, for being on here. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, the wind and the sails, going nowhere with no one to me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnt out star in a galaxy. lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than all. Got the chance to touch the sea.